Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, whatever time of the day it is. I want to welcome you to another podcast. My name's Coach Michelle. I am a walking coach, and I'm here to give you a 30-minute walking workout. Yes, I do 30-minute walking workouts. They get you fit. They get your energy up. They get you ready for whatever it is, whatever your goals are. There's a workout for you. So thank you for joining me here at Walk With Me, Coach Michelle, where you get your 30-minute walking workout. So welcome, welcome, and welcome. So to get started, we are going to get into our 30-minute. We're not going to waste any time because I know what you came for. You came for this workout. Hope you're feeling great. Hope you are rested. I hope you proper shoes, and remember, before you start any new activity, I want you to check with your healthcare practitioner. You want to make sure your body's able to do what you're asking it to do. All right, so everyone, go ahead. I want you to get your pedometers ready. Get your watches ready. Whatever device you're using to track this 30-minute walking workout, get that ready because we are starting this workout right now. Now, the first 5 minutes of the workout, that's going to be our warm-up. We're going to warm the body up. We're going to get the body ready for this workout. And remember, you must stay hydrated. So I want you to hydrate, not just on the day you're working out, but hydrate all throughout the week. But especially now, if it's hot, if it's the weather is very hot, you want to go ahead and make sure you have that hydration source with you. Water is the recommended hydration source. You can infuse that water with fruits. You can infuse that water with mint, any kind of flavoring to give it a better taste, especially if you're someone that typically don't like drinking water. And I know I hear it all the time. So those are some ideas to get that flavoring into your water, but you need to get that hydration in. The body is 70% water. So in order for our bodies to function, just day-to-day functioning, we need water. Now, imagine giving it the extra workout that you're giving it. It's going to need even more. So make sure you're hydrating. Hydrate all the time. And depending on what the circumstances are, like I said, hot weather, or let's say you're not feeling well, you have a fever, you want to increase your water. Anytime you have any kind of injury, you want to drink more water because, again, the body needs water to do its normal functions. So if something more is going on, then it needs more water. So go ahead and get the water that you need so that your body can do what it needs to do. All right, guys, so we are in our 5-minute warm-up period. We're about a minute 50 in, and today's workout is dedicated to those who are on the treadmill. I'm not on a treadmill. I'm outdoors because that is my preference. And guess what? I don't own a treadmill. Maybe someday, because for those days where I can't be outside, that's a great option. But I hear you asking me all the time, hey, Coach Michelle, how can we walk on a treadmill? You're always talking about being outside. What about the treadmill? What if we can't be outside and we have a treadmill? We want you to engage with us as if we are on the treadmill. So here it is. Today, I am still doing my outdoor walking, but I am going to speak specifically to you if you are on a treadmill, because I want you to feel inclusive that you can be on the treadmill, get your walking workout, and still feel like you've completed the workout. Everyone can be outside, and that's okay. If you can, I always recommend get that outside walking in, get the outdoors in. It's a change. The elements does impact how you're working out, and it's also something to add, enhance your walking workout, because many times, especially when it comes to walking, it's pretty much a very similar movement that we're doing. Even though we can go fast or slow, we can change it up to give variety. But it's still the walking. So in order to add to that, I always tell you to walk outside. I find that that keeps me motivated and inspired because there's so many things going on. Besides, you get to be outdoors, especially in a park where there are other people around. That tends to get you moving even faster, and it gives you an opportunity to be in a social setting, which I think is also good for you when it comes to, not I think, let's be clear, it's very good. It's very good for you to socialize, for you to have those social interactions, even if you're walking by yourself, just to have other people around, to say hello, or to just see life going on. So those are my reasons for recommending outdoor walking whenever you can. But that does not mean treadmill walking is not good and treadmill walking isn't recommended, because there are those times where it's great. Or perhaps you're someone that needs the controlled environment of a treadmill, because you can pretty much control the treadmill, how fast it's going, the incline. You can change all of those settings, and sometimes based on your physical abilities or your recommendations from the physician, you may need to be in a controlled environment, such as being on a treadmill. So I am here for you today, all those guys. I'm here for you today, and we're at 5 minutes 4 seconds, so we just finished warming up. So if you're on the treadmill, this is your warm-up period. Now, this is a great time. While I don't own a treadmill, I have used a treadmill many a times. Vacation, that's another reason. That's another way that you may use a treadmill, or another reason to use a treadmill. Anyway, let's get this going. You should now be on your treadmill. We warmed up 5 minutes, and that's where you had it at perhaps the lower pace for you. And again, the thing with a treadmill, because it's controlled, you know what your comfortable pace is. So that first 5 minute warm up, I want it to be at your comfortable pace, the pace where you're comfortable. But then I want you to start increasing, as you know, within that 5 minutes, or maybe after the first 2 minutes, you increase it a little, not too much, just a little. Because we want the body to start warming up, to prepare for really getting the heart rate up. We want it to be gradual. So right now, I need you to increase your treadmill speed. I may have said pace. Your pace increases, but your speed, the speed of your treadmill, I need you to increase it now. Okay, we're going to increase it a little. We don't want it to be in that comfortable space. We want it to be increased so that you are starting to get into this workout. Now, if you have those arms that you're holding on to the treadmill, I need you to go ahead and let go of that. Now, please, remember, I always tell you, before you start any new exercise, check with your healthcare practitioner. Before I'm adding a new one, because we're talking about an equipment, an exercise equipment. If you're new to the treadmill, this is your first time using it, I need you to hold on and not let go, because we want to make sure you're safe. If you're not new and you walked on your treadmill without holding on, that's when I'm going to need you to let go right now. Go ahead and start pumping those arms to match the pace of your legs. Do not increase the speed beyond what you're used to going at its fastest. Does that make sense? We need the speed to go up a little out of your comfort. But as you increase your speed, keep in mind, and you will know those numbers. You know those numbers that you normally increase to. Throughout this workout, I'm going to ask you to increase. But when you get to that number that you know that that's your highest, we're going to go ahead and stay at that number, or we're going to bump it up a little, because I want to make sure you're still able to control yourself. The thing with equipment is if they're not used correctly, we can really hurt ourselves. And then we don't get the benefit of the exercise. And we can end up positioning ourselves to not be able to work out for quite some time. We don't want that. Safety is crucial. We want to have fun. We want to get fit. We want to be safe. So go ahead, keep moving those arms. Remember, the comfort level that you started, your speed should be up, I would say, at least you should have increased your speed twice up to this point. I didn't mention it during the warm-up, but just so you know, during the warm-up, maybe about 2.5 minutes in, increase it a little. Then you get to the 5 minute part of the warm-up, increase it a little more. Right now, we're at that increase point. Now we're gonna get to 10 minutes, which is a third of the way through this 30-minute walking workout. And then I want you to increase your speed a little more. Now, how are you feeling? Make sure you are pumping those arms. If you are used to walking without holding on, I need you to pump those arms as you're walking so that you're getting a complete body workout. If you're not used to doing that, go ahead, keep holding on. We want you to be safe, but still increase the speed. Hold on. Maybe you have done the no arms, but not for a very long time. In which case, I say, hold one. Let's start with one. Hold one arm on, take one off, and then just pump that arm. Make sure the pace that your feet are going, so will your arms. All right, so we've got a group that's never removed their arms. They're going. They've increased their pace twice. We've got our group that have not or have removed their arms before, have walked on the treadmill without their arms holding on or without holding on. Oh, that was a duck. That scared me a bit. Okay, so we have those who have used the treadmill holding on. We have those who have never used the treadmill or who sometimes use the treadmill without holding on. So if that's you, let's keep going. And if you have done it, but you haven't done it for the entire time, or perhaps you're getting into doing it, then I want you to hold one arm on and one arm off. Okay? So, hope there was no confusion. So those who hold, and I keep saying one arm, your arm is actually not holding the treadmill. You're holding onto the treadmill and you're moving your legs. Your arm is getting some work, but it's not getting as much as if you let go. But we want you to let go at the right time. We don't want you to let go if you're not comfortable doing that, because as we're increasing the speed, we don't want to have you remove your hands from the treadmill, increase the speed, and then cause you to maybe lose balance. No, we want you to be safe. So hold on, increase the speed if you've never done your treadmill without holding on. Still hold on, but increase the speed. And we're now at 10:37, woohoo, a third of the way through. And now I want you to go ahead, increase the speed a little more, even if it's just by one, like going up in increments of one or two. I don't know what your treadmill settings are like, but my point is, we want this to be gradual. And if you're someone, again, you know, if you've used a treadmill before, you're familiar with the numbers that you set your treadmill at, how you feel. So I want you to base it on that, okay? Now, if you are brand new to using a treadmill, then this is all your baseline. All of this is new. You're starting. So you definitely hold on to that treadmill and go ahead. And maybe you just want to increase it by one. Increase it by one. And if you increase it by one and you find that you're out of breath and it's hard for you to continue moving based on the speed, if you're not feeling well or if you're feeling pain, I'm gonna need you to stop. Pain is never good. We don't want to work through pain. If you have any kind of breathing challenges, we definitely want you to stop. Never want to work through anything that is not safe for the body. You stop, address it. But I will remind you, before you start any new activity, any new exercise regimen, check with your healthcare practitioner. You want to make sure the body is able to do what you're asking it to do. That is so important. So if you are new, this is your starting. Increase it, one only. Keep those hands holding on to that treadmill because we want to keep you safe. Now we are in our second, we completed a third. We're in the second third of our workout. So we want it to go faster. And we just reached a mile. So if you're pacing with me, you're at a mile. Or maybe you're further along. Again, this walking is dedicated to a treadmill. I'm not on the treadmill, but I'm talking to you as if I were. I'm instructing you on a treadmill. But if you're all walking outside like me, that's fine too. We're going to keep this pace going. But I want to go back. So we got to our third, we completed our first third. Our first increase was, I didn't say it, but it should have been during our warm-up. So if you didn't do that, that's okay. When you listen to this podcast again, because I know you will, you remember that warm-up, we're going to increase it in our warm-up once, right when we get in halfway point of our warm-up. Then when we complete the warm-up and we get into our workout, all right, that's the first 5 minutes, we're going to increase it. Then when we get to our one-third, we're going to increase our speed. What are we increasing? We're increasing our speed. We're doing it very gingerly. We're doing it gradually. You don't want to go too fast because the goal is to get a complete workout, but to allow your body to gradually go into it. We don't want you to end up going too high and not being able to control. Now, we haven't talked about form. Form is still crucial. We want to make sure we have the right technique so that we're getting the benefits of this workout, so that this workout is efficient. That's another reason we don't want to go too fast, too quickly. We want the body to get to that place. We want it to be conditioned to that. Now, push off with your heels. Always, when you're walking, you want to push off with your heels. Pull that stomach in. Make sure that stomach is pulled in. Nice, strong core. And pump those arms. Those arms and those legs, we want them at the same pace. See, that's why it's important that you're at the pace that's working for you. Yes, you should be challenged, but we want you to get to a place that is a safe challenge, if that makes sense. Safe challenge meaning I don't want you to challenge yourself so much that you're not able to maintain a safe or maintain your form, and then you end up leaning your body over. It's not good for the back, and it's not very efficient of a workout. We want the whole body getting a complete workout. If you're leaning over, you're missing some muscle groups, and you will end up with really bad back pain the next day. And this walking workout is not just working out our body and our mind, but I always like to tell you that it also helps with your posture, because I will often remind you that you're pulling that stomach in. Straight back, pulling that stomach in. If you find that you're leaning over, because that will happen, That happens especially when we start to get tired. Our brain is going to tell us, hey, time to get comfortable. Get comfortable with this workout. Your brain's always going to get your body comfortable. Get in that comfortability. But leaning over, not good for posture, not good for an efficient workout. So push off on the heels. What does that mean? When you're stepping, you're using that heel to push off. Push off on the heels and then use those arms forward and back. Pull that stomach in. Come on, you got this. You're on the treadmill. You're pumping the arms. If you're holding on, it's okay. Use those, push off on the heel as you're holding on. Push off on the heel. Really push off so that you're getting a complete workout. And we are almost ready to increase a little. Now, if you have one arm on, we may want to go ahead and switch arms so that we're going to hold on with the other hand and then give the other hand a workout. So this way we get a balance. We're given the workout is balancing on both sides. We don't want to work one side and then the other side doesn't get worked out. We want both sides to work out equally. So let's keep going. If you have no arms or no hands holding on to the treadmill, guys, I don't know why I keep saying no arms. You know what I mean. If you're not holding on to the treadmill, keep pumping those arms. Match the arms with the pace of your leg, your feet. If you are holding on, keep going. Keep going. Keep moving through your workout. And if you have one arm on, or if you're holding on with one hand, get ready to switch, because we're going to switch as soon as we get into our 20 minutes, and we're there now. We're at 20:35, so that's perfect. I think we started at 10:37 when we said to increase that pace, or maybe we started a little earlier. Right now, we are switching those arms. If you were holding one hand on, if you had the left hand, go ahead and switch to the right. If you had the right, go ahead and switch to the left. And if you were not holding on, go ahead and just keep pumping. Make sure that we are matching. The goal is to match the pace. And we are increasing it. We are increasing it now. So guys, this should be our third increase. Am I correct? Or is it our fourth? Let's see. So if we did what we were supposed to halfway through the warm-up, we would have had one increase. At the end of the warm-up, we would have two. Then we got to 10 minutes, we have three. Now 20 minutes, we're at four. But I did not mention that first increase, so everybody may be on three. So if you can go up another one, that would be great. If it feels good. Now we're not looking for comfort. We should not be in comfort right now. We should be in challenge. Challenge is where the growth happens. Challenge is where the fitness happens. Challenge is where the work happens. So that's where we should be. So I want you to keep going as we are in challenge right now. We are in challenge, and this is a 30-minute workout. So remember, we only have about a little over 7 minutes left. So this workout is fast. This is fast, and we want to make the most of it. You came out to work out. We don't want to waste this. We want to make this 30 minute counts. If you have more than 30 minutes, then go ahead and give another 30 minutes. You can replay this podcast and end up working out for 1 hour, depending on what your goals are. If your goal is weight loss, and you need more activity, you're at the place in your weight loss journey where you need to increase your activity, because that does happen, then you can do this twice and you have an entire hour. If you're where you're at a maintenance and you just want to get the heart rate up, keep the heart healthy, then this 30 minutes may just be enough for you. Or maybe you're at your weight loss journey, or you're still getting to your fitness, or you're getting your fitness, increasing your fitness level, then this is just fine for you. So it depends on where you are with your workout. And if you want more information on losing weight, keeping it simple, not hassle, or going through the hassle of restrictive diets, counting calories, going to the gym, you just want to keep it simple. You want to be healthy, but you need to lose weight. And you're a woman, age 40 and over. Let me know. Please reach out for more information on how we can get you there. And you can reach me at walk, W-A-L-K, in, I-N, with me.com. Or you can reach me on the Facebook page, Walk With Me on Facebook. Send me a DM or go ahead and go on my website at walkinwithme.com. That's walk, I-N. How are we doing? Make sure you're breathing. And I need you to take a sip. If you find that you are feeling thirsty, that's not good. That means you may not be hydrated enough. So I need you to take a sip and keep going. Make sure you're breathing. It's important that you're breathing through the workout. You want to breathe, don't hold your breath. Keep breathing and pushing off with your heels. You're pushing off with your heels. You're on a treadmill, but you're pushing off with your heels as you're walking. Push off with your heels and keep those arms going forward and back. Forward and back with the arms. Forward and back. Now, we're at 25:43, according to my watch. So let's go ahead and let's one last pick it up. The speed. Let's increase that speed. Increase the speed of the treadmill. We're going to go ahead and increase it. And if you find that you are right at that point where I don't know if I can go anymore, this is really the part that I cannot, then go ahead and keep it right there. Or maybe give it a try. Just increase it by a very small, maybe going up one speed and see how you feel. If you feel like, nope, it can't, then take it back down. But if you can, I want you to try just a little. I want it to go just a little more. Come on, this is the part where our body, we've been working through this workout for more than 25 minutes. So our body's warmed up. Our body's ready to go. If there's a time where we are able, it's right now. I need you to go. But again, I want you to be careful to not go too fast, too quickly, because it's all about safety. Increase it a little. I want everyone to be at the fastest speed they're going to be right now, because right now is where we are getting faster. I like to say kicking it in. If you're familiar with that term, when we talk about kicking it in track and field, we're talking about getting every last bit that you can out of that workout. When you're running, we do it with walking. We say, kick it in. We want you to really get every last bit out of the workout. Make sure your arms are going forward and back. Pull that stomach in. Remember, posture. I just heard our two mile. Now I'm outdoors. I must remind you, being outdoors, because of the elements, it will make that time seem the distance slower, because it's not controlled like a treadmill. So on the treadmill, your mileage may be even much faster. That's okay. That's perfect. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to do. So we're both getting the workout we need. Yes, the mileage is a little less when you're outdoors, but guess what? The elements cause it to be, the workout to be more intense. Yes, the elements are not there on the treadmill, but guess what? The mileage is more. So you see how that works? It balances. Treadmills aren't bad, they're great. You know what treadmills are bad for? Hanging up your clothes. So please remove the clothes off the treadmill. That's not what you purchased it for. You purchased it to get your walking on. So I need you to take your clothes off your treadmill and put your feet on it and move through it, because that's what it's there for. If you stick with me here on the Walking Podcast, we will make the money you spent on that treadmill worth every penny. We will show you the value in that investment called a treadmill. So come on, we're almost at the end. We're at 29:25, less than a minute to go. Again, this is the fastest you can go. So go ahead, if you can raise it a little for these last few seconds, raise it a little. If it's comfortable, come on, let's keep going. Come on, keep going, keep going. Now, if you've never walked on a treadmill before, I hope you're feeling great, because you've just completed your first 30-minute treadmill workout with Coach Michelle. You are the woohoo! We're there. We're at 30 minutes, everyone. 30 minutes. Let's start pulling that speed down on the treadmill. Come on, take it down. Now we're going back to comfort, because now we're going to cool the body down. We warmed the body up. We took the body up. Now we're going to cool it down, take it down. We're going to take the body down, cool it down, and then you are going to stretch. And I need you to stretch for 10 minutes. We want to stretch out all of the muscles we just used. We want to stretch out our arms and legs. There are a variety of stretches you can do. Go ahead, check some out on YouTube. Get a great stretch in, because it's important that you are stretching out the muscles you've used. If you want to prevent injuries after a workout, the best way to do so is to stretch. Cool down and then stretch. Stretch for 10 minutes. Stretching allows us to be flexible, and it also helps the muscle aches that you will get after a strenuous workout. It helps with that. And it just helps in our day-to-day lives for us to be able to do the things that we do, going up the stairs, all of the things that we need to do. Getting out of bed, stretching is helpful. So go ahead, stretch. Don't neglect the stretch. Everyone neglects the stretch. Stretch. Even I neglect the stretch. I've neglected the stretch to the point where I've been in pain. So I've learned the hard way how important stretching is. And that's why I'm sharing it with you. It makes a difference, especially when you're just starting and you think, you know, that pain that you get after working out when you haven't worked out in a while. Yes, that pain. Stretching helps. So I cannot stress enough how important it is to stretch. You guys did amazing. 30 minutes, you came, you conquered, and we're cooling down. Forgot to mention, if you're making this an hour workout and you're going to replay this, don't cool down. Go right back into the workout. Do it again. And then after that, then you can cool down. So cool down, stretch, and then complete this with a good meal. Make sure you put good stuff in to get good stuff out. I encourage you to not forget about your whole grains. Go for whole grains when you're doing your carbohydrate. Always go for whole grains. Go for a colorful plate. Make sure that you are representing all of the colors. Remember, all of the various colors in our fruits and vegetables, they all have different benefits, different properties, different nutrients that our body so desires. So always try to go for that. Plus, when you're eating your foods in season, you get the opportunity to try all the different colors. And it's less, it costs less, and it's usually tastier because it's being harvested right at the time that it's ready. So those are some tips in how I want you to eat. I want you to make sure you get healthy fats. Our body does need fat. Healthy fats, not too much. And of course, depending on what your goals are. And if you have a goal of weight loss, check out my website, walkin, W-A-L-K-I-N, withme.com. There you can connect and I can give you more information, or you can check out my Facebook page, Walk With Me on Facebook. There you can DM me, leave me a comment. Let me know how you like the workout. What do you prefer? Walking outside, walking on a treadmill? Let me know. How are the workouts? How's the podcast? So much that you can share with me. Or you can comment. Always, always comment right here on the podcast. So thank you so much for coming out, joining me today. I enjoy walking with you. Hope you enjoy walking with me. Hope you found value in this workout. Hope you'll come back. And again, thank you. And don't forget to keep walking.